one.
Down 46.
35.
No.
Or is it with this? Ugh, I need
can we
it.
Get ponytail lifts next year?
I think we
yes,
should.
Yes, how?
I want a ponytail here, lift here, and I want a
mine. Oh, I thought
here.
It was a literal ponytail.
No, I think
no,
they literally...
it's a lift.
I think we should all get it together.
Whenever soon. I wear my hair up high, it does give me a lift.
Yeah.
You're right. Remember you were saying uh-huh. that, but then sometimes it'll hurt your fucking head.
Oh, yeah, migraine every time I take Tylenol. Okay.
I feel like that's
start.
The intro right there.
That was
ponytail
the intro.
Lifts.
Guys, let's just jump right in.
Let's just jump in, honestly. Why do we have a somber Sally right now?
Oh, she's going to warm up.
No, I'm a, I actually am jittery. I'm a jitsy girl right now. I'm shaking. Yeah. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, it's because from the excitement, shaking from excitement. Mm. Hi, you guys. Welcome back to Full Coverage, your favorite podcast. With, of course, Manny MUA.
And Laura Lee. We have a very special guest here today.
Our current reigning reoccurring
Hold on.
Guest.
Hold on now.
Oh,
Hold on.
Here we go.
All right. I want to address the elephant in the room. Manny, how are you?
Is there an elephant?
I missed you, dear.
You've been waiting for that one.
I have. Yeah, I've actually had that in my head for about 3 weeks.
Yeah. I'm so glad you were able to use
it
right now.
In the shower when
podcast.
You asked me to come back on, I'm like, what's going to be my end? But no, I thought that since it's my fourth time here, that I should have a title.
Oh,
honorary guest co-host of Full Coverage.
Put that up here.
We're gonna have like we're literally gonna put it right,
yeah, right here. Yeah, right there. Right there.
I
swore the episode.
It's very professional.
It is.
I wanted to get one laminated, like a wooden one on Etsy, but I'm like, that might be a little much.
Who wrote on that? A 2 year old or
what?
Huh?
What did you say to me?
Nothing.
Well, there's many different types of fonts going on.
There is.
It's
there's
a selection.
You switch up fonts.
Every every line is a different
it
font.
It says, Daniel Prieta, honorary guest co-host, Full Coverage.
Wow.
I love it. I love that. We'll get a new neon sign.
21 for the season.
So guys, today we thought, we want to do a round of asking Daniel questions that he probably doesn't want to answer, but because we're good friends, we want to force him to.
Yes, and you know, Daniel is a type that will answer questions.
And shred people
that are Daniel shred girls to filth.
Daniel likes to get his hands a little dirty. We like to stay clean.
Our number one hater.
Well, I am the number one hater, so I need to live by my brand name.
It's
you
very
do.
True.
Yeah.
And then we want to go over some of the Coachella fiascos.
There's drama.
There's drama.
And we're going to get into it, ladies and gentlemen.
And then Daniel wants us after this. So if you go over to his channel, we're going to be reviewing some Coachella outfits.
We sure will. We will be doing Coachella number one hater approved. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked.
I'm actually so excited to do this.
Yeah, really excited.
Me too.
It'll be really, really fun.
We're going to roast
the girls. Actually, you know what? It's actually going to be up already by the time this goes up,
I believe. Yeah. So we'll be linking each other. But I think it's time that people need to be bullied for Coachella outfits, you know? I think people have been brave, bolden, and
brazen.
BBL. During the Coachella season. We just need to bring it back down to earth. We love everybody.
Yes.
But it's time.
Thank you to Bond Charge for sponsoring this episode of Full Coverage. Bond Charge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. I like that they ship worldwide. They have easy returns and exchanges. They also have a 12-month warrant on all their red light therapy devices. So they're an amazing company. You guys can go to bondcharge.com and use coupon code FULL to save 15%. That's BONCHARGE.com and use coupon code FULL to save 15%.
Thank you so much to OneSkin for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, whether you're a biological mom, adoptive mom, pet mom, everyone deserves a healthier skin, and not just on Mother's Day, but every single day. That's why we're so excited to tell you about our sponsor, OneSkin.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FULL at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off at OneSkin.co with code FULL. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please show your support for the show and tell them we sent you.
Thank you to Adam Eve for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. Who wants better sex right now?
Me too.
You guys, Adam and Eve is literally the go-to place for buying things for a sex positive experience. Just enter the code FULL at checkout. That's FULL, FOOL at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to the podcast, so be sure to use the code FULL to get your discount 50% off almost any item plus free shipping, and you can get it fast with rush processing. Code FULL. thing is, if I can shred myself, I can shred others.
Oh, and,
I believe that.
We've all shredded each other's Coachella looks.
We have.
So this is an equal opportunity hateration.
It is.
Manny's got some dark.
If you guys want, just Google Manny MUA Coachella.
Let's actually not Google that.
There are some shocking behavior.
Remember the one I didn't even put in the video because it was too shocking?
I want to know.
Oh, I know that one. That's where you look the best.
I want to know where you even found some of these.
Okay, you guys, let me actually defend myself on this one.
No.
Okay.
All right.
2017, my first Coachella ever. Had no idea what I was doing.
Me
right?
Either.
Obviously,
me
2017.
Either.
That was when I had a friend who was like, "I would love to style you for Coachella."
They're not a friend. So
oof. Let me say something. After 2017, we've never worked together ever since.
They fucked your shit.
So
up,
after 2017, he was like, "This is like what people wear. Like, this is what you should wear." I'm like, "Okay, cool." Everything I wore in 2017 was my friend given to me, and he made.
Mm. Now they're an enemy.
So I said, "So you're a friend of me."
An enemy.
You were set up.
Mm-hmm. I was set up. And so then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do my own thing 2018. It wasn't great, but it's better than 2017.
It got better when you simplified the
every time
equation.
I simplified, it's got better.
I hired a stylist for my first Coachella once. Actually, it was either the first or second one, but it was early on Coachella for me. And I hired a stylist and she picked me all these outfits, set them up. She even went through my closet and pulled stuff I already had. I did not wear one thing and I paid her $1,000.
Oh my. I'm telling you, a lot of the stylists this year too were scamming the girls.
I feel like I was scammed in 2017.
Dead
ass.
Yeah, you're scammed today as well.
You scammed me.
I scammed you. Just scammed you. Mm-hmm. Let's get into it.
Okay, let's I'm get ready. Into it. I wanna.
So what are we calling this? Because I feel like this is something that you should do for other guests. That
okay.
Open.
Okay.
So remember you were telling me that about like that one Andy Cohen.
Yeah. Plead the fifth moment.
Plead the fifth.
But you guys can come up with like your own name
version of it.
Yeah.
So we'll think
about it. We'll think about it. We'll have something pop on screen.
And the thing is, you're a lot more open than some other people we could have as guests are.
I sure am.
Like you will give. And sometimes I know, and I agree on a podcast, you have to give, but sometimes people do not want to give.
I get it.
And they're not giving what needs to be given.
Well, they never have.
And never gave.
And that's why they're not booked again. Or they're not invited in the first place.
First question.
Our first questioning is, what's your biggest regret in life?
Damn, that's dark.
Like, why is this me whenever I have a conversation with you guys? What's your biggest regret in life?
Okay, when we're at dinner and we're all having just a moment and he's like,
do you think we're all going to be friends until we die?
No, literally, it's silent. He goes, do you think we're all going to be friends until we die? And we're like,
we're like, dude.
Well, answer the question. This is actually a really good question. I think about it often. Mm. It's actually no particular date and time. Mm. It's what it is for me recently. I feel like the last 6 months to a year have really come into a great place in my life, right?
You have.
I have, and I agree. Feel it. I feel light. I feel
I would
happy,
call you on
content.
Your bullshit, but I was just telling Manny, I think this Mandy. Is like, Mandy. This is your best year yet.
Yeah, it feels like it.
I agree. I feel like you've completely grown into your own.
Thank you.
And you know I always tell you this, like, literally.
I know you do.
And we would never lie to you. We would never lie to you.
Unless it's an outfit. I think my biggest regret was the time in my life where I didn't listen to my heart. Mm. And I dulled myself down to fit in certain molds or situations or to be friends with. Not really to be friends with certain people, because if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you.
I've been there.
We all kind of have, but not for me, not in LA whatsoever. Maybe like college and high school. If I don't like you, I don't like you. If I like you, I like you, and you know. But really, it was just holding myself back. But that's also a part of growing, like insecurities. You lose your confidence, you gain it back. It's just like any time in my life where I didn't like stay true to my heart and do what I really wanted to. That's a time that I regret, and I'm trying to move forward in life and not do that anymore.
So you don't ever feel that way again.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I cannot agree more. I love that, and I agree.
What was your first time bottoming? What was that like? Daniel's a top, for those who don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going there.
I would say, yeah, you're like top. Like,
don't say, you're late. First of all,
A verse top?
He likes
top,
a little
pokey. I don't
pokey.
Bottom. I make love. Okay.
Let me tell you that.
As someone who's experienced Daniel, like, I know he's a top.
You've experienced Daniel? So you guys have hooked up?
As someone who knows
First
Daniel
of all,
very
how dare
well.
You? She's dreaming to not. That's another question, actually.
That is
like.
That is.
That is. That's
really
why I said that.
My first bottoming experience was I was lucky enough to have it with a guy that I was dating, my first boyfriend. Mm. And it wasn't lovely to me personally. But the first time I topped was lovely. But the first time I bottomed, I was not prepared. There was
poopy.
Was it Shittsville?
Shittsville, Alabama.
Wait,
no!
Oh my god,
You entered Shittsville?
No, I was not in Shittsville.
Okay.
I was not. I was clean as a whistle. It happened. I was on the 22nd floor of my dorm building and at Northeastern University. Shout out to Northeastern University. How you doing? 22nd floor during spring break. Nobody was on the 22nd floor because it was a brand new building. I was one of like five people that lived on that floor. So what I did, like the manic person that I am and especially was back then, I bought an arrow bed, king size arrow bed. I put it in the, every floor had their own living room with like projection screen and couches. I turned that into my bedroom for 2 weeks because everybody was away. It was fabulous. I had a great evening, movie set up, roses on the bed, and it was my boyfriend's birthday at the time.
Oh.
And we got into it and I did not like it one bit.
Wow.
But I will say,
it was his gift.
It was a gift.
It was just a gift.
It definitely brought us closer. However, okay. I only bought them for holidays, birthdays, Hanukkah, Shabbat, national holidays.
And he's not even Jewish.
He's not Jewish.
No,
he's just celebrating all the holidays.
My mom's Jewish, so I think that makes me something.
Okay, there you go. Never heard of that before.
No, I believe it's on the mother's side. It means
we've never heard that before.
We've never heard that before, by the way. No, I've known Daniel for 8 years.
It's true. No, I told you this because my mom just found out she's Jewish.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. It was a recent thing.
This is new.
No, my mom was adopted, so she like dug into her like family, whatever, in Romania. So she's Jewish. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Yes. Like,
what's your biggest insecurity?
Next question.
I'm gonna plead the fifth on that one because I'm not letting the internet know.
Oh, okay. Here's a, you get one that you don't have to answer. It's that one.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever hooked up with Manny? Yeah, that was your
what'd
one.
You that was say? Your one.
Have you ever hooked up with Manny?
Why would you ever ask me that?
I don't know. That's crazy.
It's just a question.
I need to clear the air. I need to clear
people
the air.
People always ask.
The people
are sick
know.
Because Laura perpetuates this tea.
Oh yeah,
I do.
Laura, you stroked that flame.
I stroked the flame.
Now, sister. I have a firm boundary in place for friends.
I like how he's like, I have a firm. As if I don't have
Manny.
A firm.
And it's called a restraining order. Why do you think we're so many feet apart right now?
Like, they have to be.
We have to be two arms away. No, we have not.
Who's the most annoying influencer? Don't say me and Manny.
There's so many.
Think of like someone that just annoys you.
God, I really need to name names.
We're not co-signing, so don't you dare.
We're not co-signing, so you can name names. You can name names, but we're not co-signing.
Can you give me some options, though? Because
I don't really care about any of those boys. He's just fighting people.
The thing
someone
is,
like, on your mind that's like when you see their content, you're kind of like,
Well, I feel like they're going to be a guest on the podcast at some point soon, so maybe I don't name names.
Whisper it. No.
To us.
Wait, no, because they're not that annoying. They're so basic, so they don't annoy me. It's more so, like, who actually annoys me?
I have a list that you told me.
You definitely have told us many.
Wait, I need to name a name for the studio audience.
It's for the audience.
Let me scroll through my following list real quick.
and it's like who I'm following.
Yes, I am.
It's on my block list. It's my following list.
Give me a second. Okay, so who do I think is the most annoying influencer currently at the moment in the as the ranking system changes daily, if not hourly?
Uh-huh.
I would have to say JoJo Siwa. I think she's extremely... Listen, hold up now. No, hold on. Hold the prepaid phone. Very smart.
Mm-hmm.
She's a 30 to 40-year-old in a 20... How old is she? 21?
Very
20?
Young.
She's very young. She's very smart. She's a businesswoman. However, I think everything that she's doing comes off as so forced, so uneducated, so inauthentic. And I think she's going through the gigs. I really do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay. Just like...
We'll take that answer.
You know, there's no hate towards her. We love everybody
on
full coverage. We do. But the song's awful. The looks are messy. And you're not paying homage to history. And it's just like... It's cringy.
Mm.
Well, coming from somebody who, like... The music video that I produced and was in called Don't Wait, sitting at nearly 50 million views. We ran so she could crawl through the mud as a sea urchin.
Also, karma's a bitch.
She's getting her karma right now, dear.
She's getting her coin.
She sure is.
She's getting her coin.
You know what? But it's cringe.
She's already gotten her coin though in the past.
She's fine.
She is fine.
So I'm a hater, so I can say this, you know. However, I will say that she didn't write that song. She bought it. Mm-hmm. And I believe she lied about that recently as well.
Did she say she wrote the song?
Because I know that's like a big... the song.
What's that mean?
Yeah.
Like she was adding to it.
She's saying
like she
over the backtracking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And yeah. The thing is, I actually saw recently that the original creator of the song, that song is literally on, like, you can like literally.
Yeah, she sold the song. She sold the song, but she has her own version. Mm-hmm. So I
and it's doing better than JoJo's is. Like, it's surpassing JoJo's.
Oh,
but what's interesting is that they tried to sell that song to a bunch of other artists.
Right. I saw like Miley,
Britney, different camps, and nobody wanted it at the time.
Right.
And it sounds very dated. It's from 2011, I think.
I could see Miley in her Wrecking Ball era doing the song.
I do too. But there is like, it makes sense for her. Like, what has JoJo done that requires this sort of annihilation of pop culture? It's just shocking to me. It's shocking.
Annihilation of pop culture.
That was really good.
Bear. Well,
anyways, love you, JoJo.
anyway, love you, though. JoJo. Love you.
Love you.
If you could be best friends with any influencer besides us, who would it be?
No one.
Don't.
Really?
I don't want to be friends with any influencer.
Sister, I don't believe you. I feel like there's I agree.
Like, if you could do a podcast with an influencer, like your own, or like who would it be?
Or is there a creator that you like that you're like, oh, they seem cool?
I'm sure there's like tons that I would love to be friends with and hang out with.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think too.
Because like there are girlies I see. I'm like, she's probably like really fun
and like chill and like. I feel like.
Oh, you know what? So I'm actually friends with her, and we met on the Grease trip with Drunk Elephant. My friend Kensington.
Yes.
I love her.
She's amazing.
She's so sweet, so down to earth. Her and I together, we had so much fun in Grease. It was like we had like a great connection and friendship. And it's hard because when you come back to LA, you're thrown into real life and everybody's busy, different schedules and dating and whatnot. And it would be her. I really, really love her.
I love her. She's a great girl. Yeah, she actually is a really good one.
And she's so funny.
She is. She's a sweetheart.
And just beautiful. Yeah. Like, drop dead. I mean, most stunning girl I've ever seen.
Yeah.
100%. Okay. Well, those were our hot fire questions for
Shaw. So good.
Right? Done worse.
Not bad, though. Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. We could have done worse.
You could too.
Thank you so much to OneSkin for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, whether you're a biological mom, adoptive mom, pet mom, everyone deserves a healthier skin, and not just on Mother's Day, but every single day. That's why we're so excited to tell you about our sponsor, OneSkin. Their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging.
Treating the symptoms rather than the root causes of aging has been the norm. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction of visible signs of anti-aging, addressing just the surface symptoms of underlying decline in skin health. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS, One Peptide, the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin.
I think it's so awesome that we have a brand like OneSkin to be able to target the root causes of aging instead of, you know, the surface stuff. Like, we want the root, we are getting older, and we want to make sure we're aging as gracefully as absolutely possible. And you know, I mean, at the end of the day, they have over 4,000 five-star reviews, and that's like kind of incredible.
I also love that you can mix it with your other products and just easily fit it into your skincare routine, so it just makes it super easy to use, and it's an amazing product. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FULL at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off at OneSkin.co with code FULL. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please show your support for the show and tell them we sent you. Thank you to Bond Charge for sponsoring this episode of Full Coverage. Bond Charge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. They have an endless plethora of devices. They have blue light glasses, infrared saunas, red light therapy, which is a personal favorite.
Yep.
They literally have something for everything.
And I love that they have a red light face mask, which is fantastic for wrinkles and fine lines, sore jaw, eczema, migraines, acne, so many different issues that red light therapy has been known to treat. And the fact that they have over 4,000 peer-reviewed studies with 400 being double-blind placebo effects and trials to see the benefits of red light therapy, and they really deliver. So I think it's absolutely fantastic.
I like that they ship worldwide. They have easy returns and exchanges. They also have a 12-month warrant on all their red light therapy devices. So they're an amazing company. You guys can go to bondcharge.com and use coupon code FOOL to save 15%. That's BONCHARGE.com and use coupon code FOOL to save 15%. Now we want to talk about Coachella.
2024 Coachella.
The thing is, Coachella. We're hating from outside the club.
Because we weren't even in the car.
We took this year off to rest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To rest, we're doing rinse, things, and repeat.
Busy.
Mother will be back next year.
And better than ever.
Mm-hmm. And better than ever. I do feel like I miss the ultimate girly pop Coachella.
Yes.
That's so unfortunate.
That's this one?
Yeah, that was this one.
It was girly pop, but this one is...
I'm pissed, Daniel.
It didn't look like the people were having that much fun. However, when you're there, remember, like, when you're in Coachella, you are having so much fun.
You're living.
And I know that it is a very privileged thing to be at. You're spending thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. But it is like getting into the most exclusive and most expensive party for 3 days long. Yeah. And it is so much fun. And the memories, that the core memories you build with people.
That you have forever.
It's so worth it. Yeah.
Like us doing neon carnivals. Like, yes. I'll never forget those times.
I don't have bad memories from Coachella. Yes, like you deal with the dust and the lines and it's expensive. Mm-hmm. But
that's just like part of it.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It's part of the experience.
I didn't have FOMO because I knew I didn't want to go this year. After last year, I remember when I came back, I was tired for like a week straight. Yeah. And I was like, this just wasn't worth it to me. Like, let me take a year off. Like, I had planned immediately after. I was like, I'm not going next year. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm too tired. And I saw the girly pop lineup and I was like, fuck. But then I was like, you know what? Every year is going to do this to me. I'm just going to.
Every year is going
to
do it.
Every year is going to do it to me. So I was like, I'm going to take the year off. And to be honest, the only time I had FOMO is whenever I saw Lana Del Rey on the motorcycle. I was like, no.
And when she brought out Billy, I literally was like,
oh my God, no, it fucked. Like, I honestly was like, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
I was, that one really got me.
And then the next day, I was fine again. I was like, okay, I don't want to be in that
hole.
And
also, I was in the garden working. I was like doing landscaping, but it was like raining and cloudy all weekend. So
girl, that's what gave me the FOMO.
You were depressed.
I was depressed.
I saw your close
friends. I was like, oh my God, like, if it was not raining here and it was sunny and it was like chill vibes, great. But because everyone is like in Coachella, it's sunny, gorgeous, having fun, and it's raining here, I literally was like,
weekend two, here we go.
I hated it here. I want to go to Coachella.
Manny, I wish you went alone to Coachella. Wow. I wish you wanted to be there so bad you went there alone.
Can you believe?
That's manic.
Can you believe?
Could you see Manny alone at Coachella?
I would have had him arrested there.
No, you would never.
I would never do that in my home.
Never.
I can't even go to the movies by myself. Like, I'm not doing that.
You guys, we'll redo it next year and we'll go so hard.
We gotta start planning now.
We make up for this year.
100%.
I'm not gonna lie though. Like, come Sunday, I was so fucking happy I wasn't out there.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
baby.
Oh, I was so happy. The exhaustion is real. I just had to get through my Atlanta.
Yeah, it is the influencer Olympics for a reason.
It is.
It'll take you out for a couple weeks after.
I like don't feel tired like I do post Coachella.
Oh no, especially,
like, it's a different kind of
it's
tired.
It's different.
Baby, I was rolling in the deep, so to speak.
Oh, rolling wink, with the wink. Homies.
I was rolling
with the homies.
Rolling, and it was fantastic, but I was depressed for a week.
Serotonin.
Absolutely.
Serotonin. The drainage. My bones were rattling.
They were like this.
Shaking baby syndrome. That was me.
Like, if you're out late every day.
I think I decided I wasn't going to go this year when we were at Neon Carnival at 4 a.m. with no food.
And you yelled at me. You said, if you're not at the entrance in five minutes, we're leaving.
Yep.
Daniel was on a good one, and I knew it was going to be a 6 a.m.er for him.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to start threat. I had to start giving out threats.
Listen, I never used to do that in college. I did not do it in my 20s. So I'm like, Coachella's the time. I know you did. That's why you were playing mama. And meanwhile, who are we even with?
CJ,
who's in the also crowd going dancing. Wild. Her and I.
Uh-huh.
It was.
She's also wild as well.
It was a wrap. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Five.
I mean, literally, it's 4 a.m. We're like,
I was like, a girl just offered me $20 for my bag of chips because she's starving.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
That's when I knew. I was like, I'm not coming here next year. I was like, I'm not coming here.
Yeah, you yelled at me. You got me together. And then I finally zoned. I got back into it.
You honed in.
I honed in because I was like, Laura, I want to stay out and dance.
No, he did. And we're like, then you fucking stay.
And Daniel's like, no.
I need to get back on my pullout because I was staying on their pullout couch at this gorgeous hotel.
Yes.
Otherwise, I would have been sleeping in dust with CJ.
You would have been in the grass, and we
or
know that.
Or would have been awake the whole time.
You were not going to sleep.
Actually, probably wouldn't sleep. You would have literally driven home.
Keep in mind, it's 3:30 in the morning when I'm rallying him.
Oh, rallying me. And then I ended up waking up early and leaving back to LA at 7 a.m.
No, literally.
You slept for 2 hours?
I don't even know if I slept. So.
Literally, like,
I was standing going,
having the day. What did I do tonight?
You guys, when we do this, it means we're recalibrating.
What just happened?
We're seeing everything.
It's happening.
It's the movie. It's the Tom Cruise movie. Do you remember?
What are they called? The air?
That Tom Cruise, where he could see the future and he would go face around.
Yes. Well, it's our scheduling. We're over here.
Yeah. It's just so stupid. Okay, I love it.
Trips and books.
That way.
Yeah.
But it was truly, it was fun. Like, I love doing it. Like, I'm glad we took the year off because it was a nice break.
I am too, actually.
It was
But I will be excited to go next year.
Me too.
And it goes by quick when you're not there.
But see, that's how, it does go by quick when you're not there. Like, honestly, it's like a blip, one little quick weekend. I'm like, damn, all this planning on all that, and it's like a couple pictures and it's over.
I know.
But yeah, we're haters, to be honest with you, because we didn't get to go and we all have extreme FOMO. So let's talk about it. First of all, ticket sales. What happened with that?
They were not good.
They
weren't
available until literally the day of Coachella, and they didn't sell out.
That's unheard of, by the way.
I think that's also why a big reason as to why people thought Coachella wasn't going to be giving this year, because ticket sales were the lowest in what, 10 years that they had said? Everyone's kind of like, oh, well, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, people can't afford to spend $1,000 on tickets, $1,000 on hotel, $1,000 on food and travel. It's crazy.
That's a
lot. I also feel like the lineup too, like, Lana is specific.
You say Lana again, I'm gonna slap
Lana
you.
Is specific. Sabrina is specific.
And they tour a lot. Doja just got on Doja tour. All the boys.
And Doja's already done
Tyler, the Creator, does that LA one.
Yes. Yeah. She Flog Nog. So like, you gotta get like Drake in there. Someone that guys and girls. You get Nicki. Nicki.
If Nicki was there, I think it would have been a completely different
thing.
Story.
It would have literally blown the whole walls off.
I know you guys aren't huge Taylor fans, but even if Taylor was there with her tour, it would have blown
the
walls.
That's the year I wouldn't go either. Oh, all right.
No, but it would like that would have been.
Of course,
iconic.
It would have brought in the wrong audience. I
feel like the girly pops just don't pull a universal crowd. They pull the girls and the gays.
Yep.
But if you get someone in there like Drake, Nicki, like a household name, like truly like that's been
but
famous
those
for
artists
years.
Are also doing other festivals this year. There's so many festivals that are much cheaper and easier, more central for people to get to. So I think it's just
and Nicki's
like
on tour right now. So
yeah, she's
not
on
doing
tour.
It.
Yeah, I think she did Europe and she's in the US now. So
okay, let's talk about the girl by the pool. So
which one?
There's this girl that came by the pool. She's not an influencer. She was just at this little, you know how the hotels in like Palm Springs, India are like tiny boutique hotels? So she's there staying and she's watching because at this tiny boutique hotel, a brand is also hosting influencers and doing some activities, okay?
Do we know the brand in the hotel?
We don't.
We don't, but we have speculation. So we'll tell you put that thing in cap on. Okay, so she says this is an outside brand, an outdoor brand. Like this brand would be, like content would be shot outside for this brand. She said she has sat here and watched the PR set up all night. 48 hours and blow up floaties and do the little designs. And the girls like, influencers are just so ungrateful because I saw the influencers show up and they're just sitting in the rooms and they're not here with the pool floats and all.
How dare influencers
be so ungrateful?
It's a million degrees. Nobody wants to be in hot water.
Bruh, I was like, when you have to get ready for 3 days straight, you're not gonna you're not gonna do the little activities.
I need to watch this because I would get this girl together quickly.
Dude, as an influencer, like keep in mind, honestly, she's not, I don't think she's an influencer.
She's not. She's saying that she's always camps. So that's like her experience. Oh. She always does camping. And then she stayed at a hotel for the first time. And she was like, okay, like this is so crazy, like how ungrateful influencers are because like they're not even utilizing the things that the brand is giving and they're inside. But like all the comments I will say are like not shredding her, but they're like, girl, at the end of the day, like a lot of these things are like working experiences for influencers. Like they could be editing,
they
could be planning.
Owe
like,
content.
They owe content. I mean, we owe like if we're going and you're going with the brand and you're getting paid,
content.
Babe, that is a work fucking trip the house.
Can I just say to give you guys a little tea, my friend is running, she works for a PR company. She's working a massive brand for Stagecoach.
Mm-hmm.
Their ask is crazy. It like multiple posts a day, multiple TikToks, multiple stories. You're working 24/7 and you're I don't even know if it's paid or not, but It's crazy. It's mm-hmm. like a full-time job. So there's a big difference from the people that camp and go just for fun versus totally. Influencers, creators that are going for content. You really can't enjoy yourself that much unless no. you're at the festival.
We've it's gone so over true. This so many times it's on so full true. Coverage talking about brand trips yeah. and like how much work we have to do on the back end. Yeah, we're not going to be able to get our hair soaking wet and go play in a pool.
Yeah.
But it's all perspective. You know, she's coming totally. From campground. She sees influencers and these people set up and she's probably like, ooh, I'm about to see all the influencers in the pool right. and they don't do that. And so no. she's probably like.
And nobody wants to be grateful. In the pool until after hours
Girl,
anyways.
Exactly.
It's 120 I mean, degrees
that,
there.
That is the Coachella way. That, the party yeah. starts when it gets dark.
Exactly. Right. You go swimming at night with your friends.
And you get ready thing. All day.
Yeah.
You but literally get ready.
The camping experience is shocking. I camped in 2013 and 2014 with my friends. Mm-hmm. And it's shocking. The showers, there's a line an hour. There's
I would die. More.
To charge your phone in the little stands, mm-hmm. like hour-long wait. I was up every morning at 6:30 just so I can get a shower and charge my phone. It's dusty. It's
you
disgusting.
You have to get up that early
it's fun.
Or you can't.
No, mm-hmm. you have to. And it's so hot. So mm-hmm. I'll never be camping again.
I just mm-hmm. have to say, with the girls post, it's all about perspective. She's coming from a completely different world. And no offense, she doesn't have enough information to base off no. why the influencers are not using all the amenities that the yeah. brand set up. It's also not required.
Right.
And also, like, I will say, too, because she's like, oh, the brands here setting up 48 hours. Like, they are. But, like, at the end of the day, like, that they're
getting
paid to do
that's
it.
Their,
like,
that is literally their job. And also, every single time I go with a brand, all the employees have VIP wristbands, too.
Yeah. And they're taking care of.
And they're partying mm-hmm. all night.
And that's also the whole thing. That, like, they're getting more out of it than the yeah. actual creator is.
I would.
If we want to stack it up yeah. and see like how much this would actually cost a brand when they're not paying people to go.
They don't pay. It's right. like pay. Post. It's yeah. they want the post. So you see all the girlies posting Revolve Fest. It's not because they want to. It's because they got invited to. Yeah, you have
and
to.
And contractually, you have to.
You contractually
do your Revolve
have to.
Fest
and if you don't,
hashtag.
You'll never work with a brand again.
You will not. Seriously.
Yeah. And you're in trouble. That, like that, you need to like yes. disclose yeah. like that
yeah.
way too.
Yeah. It's like comparing apples and oranges, though. You know,
it is. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like it's just different walks of life. Like we see it from like. The brand the influencer and brand perspective of like what like it just is required. And a lot of times like if you just see it from the outside looking in, you have no idea what it actually is. And a lot of times like those creators could be like doing like planning out content, could be doing like all the things that they have to do for the weekend, because it's not just happy-go-lucky if you're going to work with the brand.
Yeah.
It's
or
not
they
just
could
that.
Have just got there that Friday and spent all their time getting
and they're tired.
Ready
and they're tired
getting, literally
they're tired.
Getting
and they're
ready
on, they're on drugs and alcohol.
Well,
yeah, that's true. Also, to play devil's advocate, there are some shitty influencers out there.
Okay, the truth that is well. True, Daniel.
You know,
that's
because
the
fucking
truth.
I've worked for a brand before, and you guys as brand owners know this. You put a lot into having an event and making it welcoming and nice. Mm-hmm. And when like influencers, A, aren't taking the merch or, you know, just throwing shit behind or abusing, I don't know if there's like a budget for food and alcohol or whatever, mm-hmm. charging stuff to the room. Like there are some awful influencers out there who don't deserve these options.
I went on one of my first brand trips. This was probably like first or second or third, like early on brand trips. Okay. It was a big trip. It was to, I can't remember. I think it was St. Bart's. It was something like that.
That's
like
rich.
It was a bigger trip.
Yeah.
And I remember there was this really big girl off Vine. And so she had a lot of numbers on Instagram. TikTok doesn't exist yet. So Instagram's the app. So she has a lot of big numbers, probably like one of the bigger influencers there. And so we're all talking beforehand. We're like, what do you have to post? And we all had to post like actually a similar amount, like an Instagram post every day we're there and like stories and like da da da. Okay, cool. So we notice on the brand trip, everybody's posted because they want you to post while you're there. Not right. like bulk post yeah, when you right, get home. Right. That's like part of the contract. You have to be making the content posting while you're there live. So we're noticing this one influencer is not posting anything. No
Name
IG
them.
Stories. I know. I want to.
I want to too.
And we're all kind of like talking like, is she just like not have to post? And so yeah. somebody asked her and she was like, no, but I'm not going to. She was like, I'm just not going to post.
Wait, so she didn't have, she had to
she
post,
had
but she just
post,
wasn't doing
but
it.
But she was just like, I'm just going to go on the trip and not post.
Oh, she's in jail now.
Yeah, I was like.
Did you guys have a contract on your thing too? Like, did you have to sign it? Or
no,
is this before contracts?
It was before
this
contracts.
Pre,
it was
yeah,
lax. It was before. It was just like an email, which can be held to a contract. It was just kind of like, can you do this if you come? Yeah, sure. So, yeah, she did
now
not post the entire time. Yeah, and I never, ever, ever, ever saw her on another brand trip.
And she died. And she's well, dead.
And, oh my God. And she's dead.
I was just like, I'm sorry, but
that's
you're
crazy.
A shitty influencer.
Yeah.
If you would take from a brand like that and just literally pretend like you were just on your own vacation. Like, I think that's fucked up.
That's wild.
I agree. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And horrible.
A little advice for any influencer who may be listening to this or anybody who wants to become one. When you work with any brand or you're on a brand trip, baby, when I was lucky enough to go on mine last year, I will send handwritten cards. I'll bring them with me. I'll send an email after, or I'll send flowers. You want to let people know that you're grateful to be there, because that will set you apart from every other little bitch who comes in there and just like expects things. Because guess what? You're replaceable in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And get somebody who wants to fill those shoes.
Especially a million girls out in there. 2024.
Baby, a million in one.
Because everybody's a creator now, ain't they?
Everybody. I guess. So it's like, if you're going to be that way, all they have to do is pick someone else.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree both. Influencers shitty, but also there's some perspective as to them not maybe not using all the amenities.
Yeah, it could be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They might not want it to do yoga at 7 a.m. at Coachella. I know, I
don't. Brands, stop. Don't do any of the workout or the yoga stuff.
Just ever stop.
Please stop.
And I
please
work stop. Out, but I'm like, just stop.
Coachella is for binge eating, binge drinking, partying, mocktails, whatever.
If you set up yoga, that's crazy.
Unless it's goat
the yoga.
That's crazy.
I want to go.
I want to actually.
I saw one brand.
I would do that.
Do yoga. And I was sort of like,
I saw two.
What you should be doing: massages, sound baths,
facials.
Girl, just give us a house to stay in and some junk food for when we get home.
That's right.
It
and water.
That is it.
See, like, I feel like Poppy did it right with like Alex
Earl. Let's talk about Poppy with Alex Earl.
Did you see Alex Earl with Poppy?
I didn't see any of that. Baby, I'm not subscribed to anything Miss Earl.
Well, Alex Earl got her own house for her and her friends.
Period.
Private jet flown in.
He goes, period, and then he's like,
let me follow this bitch.
I knew that one was gonna get you.
Hey, girl.
No, but what gagged?
Hey, Alex.
No, what
actually,
gagged?
No, I gotta. No, I'm not gonna say it.
Okay, period. What gagged me is that I thought like they were doing like a Poppy house like with influencers. It's only Alex and her
sister
personal friends,
and like her personal friend, and
a house and, filled with Poppy. Yes. So it was literally like her.
And it's you a know big what?
I don't like her actually. I do have tea. So
Daniel.
And I'll spill it.
We don't co-sign. We're not co-signing.
Oh, you will. Anyway, so I was supposed to be at this fashion show in Miami last summer.
Okay.
I didn't end up going. The budget wasn't correct. Mm-hmm. And I had worked with the brand many times before, but it didn't make sense for what they were asking me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I had stuff moving in the house going on. So anyways, I sent them a list of other creators that I think would be a fit. Mm-hmm. So they ended up going with one of these creators. They were at the fashion show, seated next to Miss Earl. They kikied, whatever, followed each other. 2 days later, she unfollows this creator, which I think is the nastiest bitch thing to do.
Ooh.
Don't follow in the first place, because I know this creator didn't say, hey, here's my Instagram, follow me, because they're well-seasoned. They've been in the game for a long time. And I don't like that, and I think that's very telling of somebody's personality and who they are as a person.
Do you know what I think? Which we should dip into this in our next episode, but I think it's a really annoying thing that influencers do. And I think it's so cringy. Mm. I'm like, you are a pig.
Here it is. I know it.
Me.
I know it.
Whenever know it they try to keep their Instagram follows number below a certain point, like they don't want to follow more than 100 people. So they like keep it.
You know what?
I'll hurt you.
That's what they got.
Got me again.
It will get you every time.
It got her again.
Tase them.
You know what? I'll tase them. We're actually gonna have to tell that story after this.
I'm like, that is the most superficial, cringy thing I've ever heard.
Guess what? This isn't Tumblr. This isn't 20. No. Like, I feel like they used to do that in 2014. Like, I only want to follow 50 people.
It's
like,
very old school.
Girl, it's very that.
It's not
top
that serious.
And I don't know if Alex and guess Earl what? Does that. I'm not talking about
in
Alex
10 years,
Earl.
You're not even gonna be in the position that you are now.
Literally.
So be nice to everybody.
Yep.
If you don't want to follow somebody, don't follow them.
Yeah. Totally.
And don't do the thing in person. Like, what's your Instagram?
That's one of my biggest pet peeves. Do not, I like that one really gets me, because that's happened to me many, many times where they're like, you should follow me back.
That's that is, like, there's no decorum. Where is your class, girl? If a friendship's gonna happen, let it happen organically.
Naturally, and it will happen.
And guess
like,
what?
It just
if somebody
flows.
Doesn't follow you back, it doesn't mean they don't like you. Maybe
it's
they
true.
Don't see it.
It's true.
Or maybe they don't like you.
Don't take it personal.
Don't. You can't.
But, coming from somebody who takes everything personally, don't take it personal.
Projection is real.
Well, you know, I'm releasing.
But listen, I'm fine with people like not following someone. You know what? Like, if you don't want to follow someone, don't. But like, trying to keep that number low is like so cringy to me.
I agree.
I'm like, girl,
because it's too like
it's stinky.
Look at me.
It's
like,
giving, I'm pick so, me. Uh-huh. It's pick me. Pick me.
stank.
I'm exclusive.
Stop.
I'm an exclusive ass bitch.
And guess what? You're not, babe. You're a basic bitch. Yep. Let's be real.
Let's be honest.
Let's keep it a stack.
Yep. I like that. Okay. Oh, by the way, we are our speculation, the girl by the pool who was like, this brand, we were thinking maybe Supergoop
potentially.
What do you think? She said it was like an outdoor brand.
Because it was an outdoor brand, so I was kind of like...
Sunscreen. We could be wrong. This is all speculation.
Also, because like her background kind of looked like where the Supergoop was
staying.
It did.
We think it was the Supergoop girl.
It could be that. It also could be Celsius, because
that's
Celsius...
That's not an outdoor brand, though.
But they shoot outside all the time. And like it's an on-the-go thing now. It's on the go. Gym, travel, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. What else?
I don't know who it was.
Me thinking, oh, it's REI. It's an LLB. It's a tech company.
I was just thinking, I'm like, I was like yeah, that was the only clue. And it was like, oh, it's an outdoor shooting brand. I was like, Supergoop. Because I didn't see any other like, sunscreen brand.
Did you know Tarte did a house and I didn't even
I didn't see it at all.
Tana was there.
You're lying.
What? Tana was there. It looked huge.
Tana stayed at that house?
Yeah, I believe
Tana
so.
That makes a lot of sense though because Tana like...
She fucks with them.
She fucks with Tarte.
And she goes on all the trips. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
But I didn't see a lot of noise about it. It just looked like anything. You know what it probably was? It was probably one of those more organic trips, like post if you'd like to.
It was
because
totally
they
organic.
Got into a lot of mess.
Because the girls didn't post.
The girls did not post. I saw one post from Tana and it was like something like, oh my God, I love you, Tarte. And it was like a huge backyard, like very luxe.
Mm-hmm. I love how Alex was very like, with her post, she was very clever. She was just like, "Ugh, thank you, Poppy. I just came home. Thanks for the chicken noodle soup." But it was here's a post.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, what I love about Alex in this moment with Poppy is that she's a girl who truly was repping the brand that took her. Like, she it seemed like she really appreciated it, and I fuck with that. Like,
she
I really like that.
She did.
She was using everything. She constantly talks about it.
No, you know what? Like, I will say that about her. She did the same thing because I've worked with Drunk Elephant many times in the past. She did the same thing with the drops. Like, she used it organically.
Yes.
It was very organic. And then it kind of blew up the sun drops. And
I don't feel like she's
it.
Ungrateful.
No, I don't think she is.
That's what I like. Like, I really like that
she's
used those things.
Yeah, yeah. She did use those things. But
so hopefully
know.
That one girl by the pool knows that Alex used the amenities.
Let's pray. That's all she said.
Let's pray that girl saw
that she saw that Alex really did use her amenities. She used that pool.
I guess we'll have to see if Alex Arla is number one hater approved.
Oh, you're like, go through her whole page.
You know, I have a sour place in my soul for anybody who's grew up being very wealthy and is now another wealthy influencer.
It's easy
to.
I know what you're saying.
It's easy to.
And a lot of that crew was like their nepo babies.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
It's like
the nepotism.
You got lucky. You're still lucky.
You're gorgeous. It works out. But guess what?
Yeah. Live and let live.
Live and let live.
You know, I may forget, but I'll never forget. I may forget, but I'll never forget. That's it.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Thank you to Adam Eve for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. Who wants better sex right now.
Me too.
You guys, Adam and Eve is literally the go-to place for buying things for a sex-positive experience. And you know, we over here on Full Coverage love a sex-positive experience. I've used the site many a times, and I've used code FULL every time.
They have outfits, they have gifts, they have toys, whatever you're looking for. They're even offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing so you can get it quick. And they ship their products in discreet packaging, so you don't worry, your neighbor's not going to see what you're buying from Adam and Eve.
But what if I want them to know I got a 10-incher? Just kidding, imagine. Just enter the code FULL at checkout. That's FULL, F-O-O-L, at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to the podcast, so be sure to use the code FULL to get your discount 50% off almost any item, plus free shipping, and you can get it fast with rush processing. Code FULL.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
So speaking of his taser that he just brought out,
pop it.
Wait, first of all,
also there's a light. There's a light.
We love that.
I feel like I need one. Disney.
It's Disney. And you're watching Disney Channel. I did a video of him doing that for Disney Channel, and it literally blew out my speaker. You can't even see what he's saying.
Really?
I'm not even kidding.
And you're watching.
It's like you can't hear shit.
You know what? I'm always one to watch out for the killer.
Yeah.
I have an axe in my car. I have bear spray.
Daniel,
I
have you a chainsaw are the killer. You are. The call is coming from inside the house.
I'm also the protector. I like to protect the people around me.
Yes, you're top.
And I got a taser. I got a taser because somebody tried to get in my car once in downtown LA, and I will not have that happen again. So I will get you.
You'll tase
while I was driving. Come on into the back seat. Why don't you? Ooh, your Uber's here.
Oh. Brah, brah.
Yes.
Okay. So we went to dinner for my birthday.
Sure did.
Literally like 2 weeks ago, and
it was a very luxe restaurant.
We had a moment. We went to Drake's. It was lovely. It was so gorgeous.
I did a review on it. Go to my TikTok.
And it was stunning. So we're eating. It's like Laura, me, Daniel. Daniel's here, and he's like, "Oh my god! Like I brought my taser."
No, he doesn't say what he brought.
Oh, I said I brought something.
You said you brought something.
He was like, "Come here, look. Come here.
That's
come
what it was. Okay, got it. So he's like, "Oh, look what I brought." So Daniel tries to flash the light. The light portion of the taser, but he does this
in the restaurant. It was like
that.
That's what it was.
And we're literally this close to it, like down here looking at what he's trying to show us.
Let me see what this is.
Laura screams so loud.
Like it came from my chest.
It was
like,
a real
from your puss.
Yes.
And I went like, because Laura screams, I went like I literally jumped back like so fucking hard, like as if something was gonna come at me.
And tell me why this bitch immediately, he has a taser.
The entire restaurant looked at us like this.
And
like, it went silent in the restaurant.
And then I said, I followed up because I'm ready to act. I'm like, there's a rat.
Yeah.
There's a rat.
We literally were like, what the fuck? Because Laura's like, I'm so sorry. He has a taser.
And I'm like, Laura, don't say that I have a taser to the restaurant.
I think I screamed it out like 3 times.
Literally. No, you did. I'm like, I was about to grab you by the neck. And then 2 seconds later, everybody turns around. They're like,
oh, yeah.
Because low-key, it made Laura look crazy because she's with us screaming.
I look crazy.
She loves the pizza, everyone.
She choked. She choked.
I did.
And it was such a crazy moment. Because then we're thinking, okay, the manager comes up here, we're going to say that there was a rat and it ran underneath our table. And that is why we screamed.
And the rat was David Dobrik because he was also there that night.
Oh, he was that night.
That was such a gag.
Wait, why was it? The rat is David Dobrik. Let's be real.
He was sitting
let's
right there.
Let's wake that rat up.
Let's wake that rat up. No. I can't. No, that was that. You're so right. He literally was like tables across from us. But that was such a crazy moment. I'll never forget that.
A birthday
and don't, taser.
And don't you forget it because I will get you. I'm gonna tase you one day.
No, you're not. What the fuck?
I have a question. What does it do when it tases you? Is it electrocuting you?
It's just a jolt
of
electricity.
Okay. If you were to get the taser and you like pop your finger, what would happen?
Yeah, because I would burn really you? Would it burn
you?
It.
It's pain. Well, you got to get them good in the gut.
Oh.
Right, would make them shit themselves?
The it's like. You get them right here and it zaps them and makes them fall to their knees. You should Why? Have one, Laura, in your purse.
I want one, definitely.
Okay, we will link it down below. You'll use my Amazon affiliate code and we're going to sell out of the gorgeous pink tasers. They're only $23.99.
I'm thinking either that or pepper spray.
That's good, too. Bear spray works better because you can shoot it 20 feet away.
You can. You're right. That shit is
But then wouldn't
like
it get you back?
Spray.
Like, doesn't
no,
it, like...
doesn't. There's no kickback.
Oh, good.
I had to use one once in
I have bear spray, actually, at my house.
I heard that anytime you spray pepper spray, everybody gets
it gets
hit.
You. Everyone gets hit.
But you gotta... And then get
That's
them.
Crazy.
Get the criminal.
Mask up.
Uh-huh.
Mask up.
Like, apparently,
the
like, there is some recoil when you do pepper spray. So I wonder if
I
bear spray doesn't
that. Whatever.
Do that.
I'd be like, there's just spray.
Bear honestly, spray doesn't. Honestly. I've used bear spray in the park before because there was a grizzly bear, like, 20 feet away from me. But it just came out of hibernation, so it wasn't, like, trying to get me. It was just walking.
It literally
like,
woke
thin.
Up and you sprayed it with pepper spray.
No. It's like, Jesus Christ. No, I wasn't. But I was on a hike, and there were all these tourists behind me. And everybody, I turn around, there's 20 people behind me because I was the only one with bear spray. Because wherever you hike in Montana, you're always supposed to have it on.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I remember, actually, I do remember that when we went, you were like, I have bear spray on me at all times. And I was like, I'm scared.
Same thing in Tahoe. You have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh my God, Tahoe, remember the bear? Yes.
The bear tried to climb inside the car.
Most bears just want food from humans. They're not actually trying to kill the human.
When it was trying to run back at us?
Mm-hmm.
Remember it was coming back that one time? And so I was like, no, I can't. I simply can't do it. I feel like that's all the tea for the week, by the way, because like, I feel like Coachella encompasses so much of like the news.
Yeah.
For the entire week. There's no other like.
It's a good
news
time to
happens.
Have drama if you get in drama during Coachella weekend.
Or should we do something?
Like, should we get drama right now?
Should we get in drama right now?
No one will know.
You know what? I have a special guest today.
Either the holidays or Coachella. Those are your times.
That's
to
the
do.
Times to do it because it's like
the press
no one else is talking about it.
With all the Coachella news.
Did you also see that there was a lot of like technical issues during Coachella and like Grimes made like a full statement about it?
No,
but I have a conspiracy. Well, Laura, we were coming up with a conspiracy allegedly. That apparently Laura was telling me that she was like spitting out mathematical equations during her thing. It was like, I was like doing all these things, but her statement was like, oh my God, sorry guys, it was technical issues.
And she was trying to like blow the time off or something like trying to like.
She's a mathematician?
Yeah, yes. She was like, basically she
sees
was like.
Numbers.
That she was seeing numbers and she was like.
Yeah.
She was rolling, on another planet.
She was rolling.
She was
deep.
She was
rolling
flying high, if you will. She was flying
rolling
high.
Rolling in the deep.
Potentially.
Okay. Allegedly.
But if you guys were there, I'm curious. Like, if you guys saw Grimes' set, like, tell
Put
us
the tea
in
the comments below.
Because, like, was she really spitting numbers, or was it like really bad technical issues? Like, because she said it was technical issues, but people were like, "Girl, you were like literally habashadabadi." Yeah.
I'm also upset I missed No Doubt with Olivia Rodrigo. That's so sick. When Stefani in her 50s on that stage and looks like she's 22.
You know what? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Gwen, I would have went for. The other one was a little jarring for me. It was a little shocking at first. I was like,
Olivia?
You got to warm up a little bit.
You know what? Honestly, like, I feel like No Doubt should have been
the headliner.
I really do. And I think that would even brought more people to
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
They showed last year when Blink 182 came out, they showed like a drone footage of the festival and it's just like ants going to the stage because rat pack, New York City, baby. Everybody wants to see them.
Did we even mention the fashion though? You can mention it briefly.
Where was the fashion?
So you guys went last year. I was only there for an event last year. So I didn't really see what was going on. So what was the vibe last year?
Very Chill. Toned down, which I love because let's be real. Even my own past looks, we all look like clowns.
There was a little clownery.
There's clownery.
I think that people previous years tried too hard.
That's what it gets.
That's what I'm going to, I'm not going to lie. And I feel like as the years have progressed, people don't try as hard to look so cool and Coachella-y.
I have a conspiracy.
It's true. COVID.
Give it.
My conspiracy is like when the A-lister celebrities, Kendall, Haley, you know, they sneak in out there. They dress normal because they don't want to be seen. Also, they're too cool to be like try hard, like festival gear. There's that layer to it. So I feel like now influencers also want that factor where they're not trying too hard because they want to be the celebrity. Oh, so
some people were trying a little hard.
I mean, people did still try hard. Like, I mean, I definitely there was did that. See.
But the fashion has been so toned down these past few years, which I love because it just makes it easier.
Yeah, I will say in comparison to when I went 2013, 2014, like I took a picture here or there, but like I wasn't. There was no influencers then really going. And it was just so much more fun. Mm-hmm. Like I had a cutesy little basic outfit, but I had a great time. And it just feels like now it's all about the fashion sometimes.
Right. It is.
And a lot of
it's too consumed with it.
Yeah, a lot of the girls this year were like highly produced. Like I'm going to need you to tone down with like the lighting and all this stuff. I'm going to need just iPhone pictures in beautiful light. We don't need a bounce.
Canon, the DSLR.
We don't need a bounce. Yeah. We don't, you know. Mm-hmm. I get it at night, but not, I don't know. Some of it was just too, there wasn't a lot
curated.
Of originality for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like some of the outfits, I will say.
I did too. I liked a lot of them. I think that, I think it's just going to keep getting more and more like chill for some people. And some people will just take it too far all the time. And that's just how their personality is. Like they're going to always want to do that. Yeah. But I always felt too that Coachella was almost like a heightened version of what you already do.
Right.
It's like version a heightened version of your reality.
Yeah.
Literally, it's like,
well, it's
more intense.
Fun. It's
supposed
to be
fun
like,
with it.
Almost like Met Gala vibes for anybody. You know, you can dress up, you can try stuff outside of the box.
Sometimes or you can literally do a hoodie. You can do whatever you want, like as long as you're comfortable.
And sometimes it's a hit, and sometimes
it's a toot or a boot.
Most of the time, it's a boot. I will say.
I've had many a boot.
We've all had many boots.
I've had more boots than toots.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I've had a lot of boots.
And the last couple years are very good.
Yeah, but I feel like the last few years
I've picked it up.
Yeah, we've all come into our own.
We have. That's what it is. We
also
came into budget.
Yeah, that's tea. Manny, are you fucking anyone? She's speechless.
You literally made me speechless. Yeah. I did not expect that. No, I'm not fucking anyone right now.
Are you dating? Are you talking to anyone? Married?
I was talking to someone. You know what? Uh-oh. I have a lunch date tomorrow.
Ooh, lunch.
No, you better switch that to dinner, dear.
Daylight.
No, I can't have dinner. I have a dinner plan tomorrow too.
I have a brand dinner.
It's like a coffee lunch.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
I
don't really like dating.
I've never done, and I'm not kidding you. I think in my entire life, I've done one.
Oh.
And this is my second one that I've done.
And the first one didn't end well.
I don't remember. It was like when I lived in San Diego.
Right.
But I'm just he was like, oh, we should do something. Like, we should do a little thing.
Where is this vermin from?
He lives
in the best way.
Where is he located? It's a little bit like Redondo, like kind of Redondo Beach vibes. Hinge.
Okay, that's good.
We met on Hinge. He lives in Redondo Beach. And we're going to be in the middle. We're supposed to be going to, we're going to like Century City.
You're not going to Dentai.
No, it's just like a lunch. He was like, I'll pick like a cute cafe that we can go to.
Okay, very cute.
I was like, dope. So I have like a little thing. I'm like, might as well just like go.
Maybe it's good. You're trying something new.
I'm trying something new. And I've been trying things.
You've been trying your whole life.
I've been trying for years. Yeah. No, but I'm definitely like, I was thinking too. I was like, I'm going to put myself in situations that are more like, even if I don't really want to,
it could be good for
me. And it gets me out.
Because I feel like you're very used to like
my way. I'm used to my way.
That type, your way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is the year for you to try things that
are not my way.
Are not your way.
100%. And I feel like I'm excited for it. Like I'm excited to go just to, at least to see the experience. And if it doesn't go well, it's fine. Like at least like I did it. So like I'm trying to do more of that where it's like, even if it's not panning out the way I want it to, I still did it. And
putting
I still
tried. Out there. You're never going to regret putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
So I'm trying to
that
do that.
Great.
What about you? Are you seeing anyone right now? Talking to anyone? Are you fucking anyone?
How dare you ask me that question?
When you already know the answer.
I know the answer so well.
You don't know anything.
I know it so well.
That's very interesting.
He's like, okay.
Am I dating anyone right now, sister? I wouldn't say that I'm in a relationship that I'm dating.
A situationship.
I feel like it's
no, it's not a situationship. It's not. It is.
I was like,
shut up. Shut up. No. It's something very sweet. And it's...
It's tender.
It's tender.
It is.
Somebody from my past came through at a very random way. No, he did not.
Not yet.
But no, I'm getting flustered, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. I love it. It's the blush.
No, no, it's somebody I'm getting to know.
Somebody that I really enjoy.
And it's good. It's just
he's like to me, you're silent. And I'm like, dude, this one can't even speak.
This is the quietest Daniel's ever been in his life. Oh,
it's good.
Quiet as a mouse.
It's good. And I have my word of the year is surrender. And I have no expectations. If things are meant to come to me, they'll come to me. Timing is truly everything. We're not in the same city nor the same state, so I'm just kind of just like vibing, getting to know this person, and like we have plans for the future, which is great. He's a very, very special person, and I like myself around him.
I like that.
I love that.
But it's not, I'm not dating, I'm not sleeping with anyone. If something comes up, I welcome it.
Are you going to ask who I'm fucking?
Who you fucking? Bring her out.
Same old. He's like,
Tyler.
I feel like the single gays do keep you, the tea filled over here.
The tea is filled.
Manny's met him.
I have met him. He's very nice.
Yes.
Very, very nice. And honestly, it's so cute because like they look so cute together. They do. What am I supposed to say? Like, you guys don't? Like, you guys genuinely look so cute. And I love like little moments. I would like look because we all went out.
You had his one eye.
I was a chameleon. It was like this.
And
one
then the other was over here on me the whole night.
I'd be like, no, not the whole night. But I would look over and be like, oh my God, it's so cute. Like they'd be dancing or doing something cute. And then I'd go back to like whatever. Oop. But it was cute. It was nice. It was nice to see you in like a cute little situation.
I need to stop because my face is just stuck.
And you're like, it's not even the blush I applied. That's your blush.
It's actually rosacea and it's hereditary.
Tell that to my niece.
Yes. Well, I think we need to shred some Coachella looks.
Let's go over to Daniel's channel now and shred this Coachella.
We're going to play an episode, number one hater, Coachella edition. So if you guys want to see... Mostly me attack people and be nasty.
Oh my God.
I'm sure there'll be moments I will co-sign.
Thank God.
Bring out Mandy. Imagine like my alter ego is Mandy, who's a cunt.
Mandy has to still report for Mandy's decisions.
It's true.
You're so right.
Keep that in mind.
Mandy is still Mandy. You're right.
Oh my God, wait. I didn't even give you what I brought with me. You know, every time I come, I need to bring something.
Okay.
So since the candle I brought in like last year is barely burnt, you're probably not going to need
this, but I brought it so many times.
But I brought a candle. This is a wellness candle from Nest. This is Sunlit Yuzu and Neroli, which is fabulous.
Since you can't burn a candle in here,
this is the diffuser.
Maybe this will make the place smell better.
Oh my God, it smells so good. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. It's fabulous.
Wait, that's actually so good.
That is delicious.
Oh, wait, there's more. Because you know I need to come
Oh, my gosh,
my daughters baked these this morning. My daughters baked these. All the Girl Scouts are my children. This is for you guys.
God.
These little bitches have a little stand on my street.
You know.
And they trick me every day.
These little Girl Scout cookies have got to be billionaires.
Yes.
They have to be. They have to be billionaires.
Unfortunately, I did eat an entire box of the samosas.
Oh, we got
gotcha. Samoas.
They gotcha.
They got me. So that was going to be box number 4, but instead.
Ooh.
I think I should.
The tag-alongs.
Yeah.
The tag-alongs.
I feel like we should have one just in case. Us already, like, literally.
Well, I it's learned Christmas my... I'm like a llama eating on camera. They don't allow me to. Yeah,
don't
they get
it.
Mad at me. Yeah. I have chewing issues.
Yeah, she's an eater. She can eat on camera.
I can eat at all times, not me. At any time.
Same. I'm a chewer.
Same.
No, remember like when
they
were
like, don't like it.
How dare you chew in front of on camera.
They made me sick.
I like watching people eat on camera a little bit.
Actually, chewing doesn't bother me. Maybe it's because I'm a chewer.
Yeah.
Other things bother me, but not like if you smack or something, I'm okay.
Well, the way
like
Laura eats too, she eats on little niblets. Like it's very dainty.
A nibbler.
She's a nibbler.
I'm a nibbler.
A grazer.
I'm more of a vacuum, and I know you are.
As we both know as well. We could have food on our plate, and then within 1 minute, Blink. It is gone.
Blink, it's a magic trick.
It takes like 45 minutes to get through a meal.
Oh my God.
It's true. Yeah. I have a question. 40 seconds. When are you guys going to take full coverage on the road and do a tour in, you know, a few cities? I'm thinking a couple cities, maybe a couple cities with a guest co-host.
Ooh.
And film the entire thing like The Simple Life, and we work at different places across the country.
Oh my God, I'm working.
I want something big. I want Beyonce.
I want the Beyonce.
Yeah.
I
think you guys should, because you guys are so good live, and I feel like you will draw the crowd.
Do you know what's funny? Like, we've actually had this conversation
several times.
A gazillion times at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it.
About potentially doing like a live
show.
Careful, I'm scared.
Here, let me finish.
I'm scared it's gonna pop up and I'm gonna spill the whole thing. We've definitely talked about potentially doing live shows, mm-hmm. and like the whole essence of that, and we just like feel like it might be hard to navigate with so much planning.
Yeah,
but we're definitely open to the idea.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
We're definitely open to the idea of it.
100%.
But we also just never knew, or like, where would we go? Like, what would we do during the show? But we've talked to friends that do shows like constantly.
Yeah.
And they were saying that, like, you know, the show essentially is kind of like what the show is.
We have mixed reviews, though.
We do.
Some people are like, it's kind of like
horrible, don't do it.
Don't do it. And then some people.
And then some are like, love it, obsessed.
That's horrible. I'm curious.
We'll tell you off camera.
Some people will say like it's like not worth it, not worth the coin, like not even mm-hmm. worth the vibes. And then some people will be like, girl, it's so sickening, you guys will absolutely have the most amazing time. Mm-hmm. So I feel like both those people told us like the reality, like that's really what it was.
I don't think they're honest.
It
would be kind of cool if you guys changed it up a little bit. Like, what if you do it during a like a holiday launch or something, and you do like 3 cities in California and just test it out, and that way you can like be selling the product there or do a meet and greet or something. That might be kind of cool.
Well, we were gonna do a test show if we ever did it, to see how it goes and if we even like doing it. So we would do a test show somewhere in California, lower California, probably.
Mm-hmm. Probably not like LA, but like SD or
Anaheim.
Like San Francisco.
Bay Area.
Like, yeah, something like that.
That'd be cool.
I think it'd be fun, like, just to, like, see what the vibe is like. But it's funny, for years, I remember being like, I don't want to do it. Like,
we've always said no to it.
And then recently, we've been more open to, like, potentially doing it, mm-hmm. and seeing, like, oh, well, like, let's just see, like, what it would be like to go on a mini tour. Especially because, like, hearing, like, from people that, like, you don't have to go on tour, like, just shooting it through. You can take 3 weeks off and then do another tour 3 weeks off. Like, you can kind of, like, doesn't have to be like on a bus. Like, you don't have to do it that way.
Well, I will say, from somebody who's been on many, many book tours and many stops, like I did a 20-city U.S. book tour. It was grueling. So you definitely don't want to get into that level. But I think like 3 to 5 stops, I think would be fun. Spread out over 2 months.
Yeah. See, that's what I see as the fantasy.
I would not ever do a 20 stop. Same. Even if I was Beyonce. Actually, maybe.
Touring is just grueling. And also, just you're not making that, between all the fees and everything, you're not actually making that much, unless you have like a book coming out or makeup or something, lifestyle. So, but I think the people want it.
I think it'd be fun.
Comment down below if you guys want to see them.
Let us know. We would love to see. Like, we always like want to know like where would we like go? Like, where would a city? I would love to go to like Texas, because I know we have a lot of followers in Texas.
Chicago too.
Chicago.
I love Chicago. It's a good city. They also get a lot, but they kind of don't for the amount of people that live there. So I feel like they actually show up.
Mm-hmm. When they listed Chicago on the tour stop I went on, it was actually a suburb called Naperville, an hour outside of Chicago.
Oh hell!
A 1,000 people showed up, but let me tell you, it was not. It was not tea. It was not Chicago. I'm like, I'm going to go see the bean. I'm going to get... Uh-huh. Is the bean in Chicago?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah.
It was not that.
It was like a valley.
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know. Like, I never liked the idea of like trying to do like 50 stops kind of things. Like, I don't like the idea of that. But then now realizing that you can kind of hone in the tour to be like 5 stops throughout a couple months, I'm like, oh, that's not nearly as taxing.
Yeah.
Because we're fucking tired too. Like, we have brands. We're withered.
Yeah, you're very elderly. Haggard.
We were at Coachella this year. Remember that? Coachella.
Leather.
So it's like, it's just a lot of work that to put on top of the amount of work that we already do, which is a lot.
Totally.
You know.
Let's wrap this up.
Let's film your episode.
All right.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. We'll leave Daniel's info all down below and the link to your video.
And thank you guys for having me.
We love you. Thank you for being our reoccurring guest.
Stay up
forever. We love you guys, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.